This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to djvshow.com and click on the podcast button. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Seven half the hour on the Thursday... I'm going to put Tuesday. For some reason, I think it's Tuesday. I don't know why, but it isn't. It's Thursday, the 22nd of March, second full day of springtime. How's that treating you around the country? Looking at the trending weather, Victoria.
Well, I'm looking at 10 inches of snow in New York City. So.
You know, it didn't snow at all in Framingham or west of Boston. A lot of rain. But not anywhere near the snowstorm that was predicted.
Yeah.
And the same, not the same here in California. A lot of rain overnight. Like it's throwing off about 3/4 of an inch an hour. It did for 10 or 12 hours, so that'll be good in a sense. Last year this time, I was talking, Megan and I were walking out of a restaurant last night, and we were looking at all the greenery, and it was raining pretty hard. And I said, I remember last year at this time how green and lush everything was here in California, because we've had a lot of rain during the season, and it lasted for a while. By the time you get to August, though, everything is burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, because it just is so seasonal. So anyway, those of you who are looking at, we still have some end-of-season storms to deal with. And then the good news is the tornado season starts. Whoa!
Alabama already had some wild, big tornadoes and storms and stuff a couple days ago, so... Yeah. They've had some wild weather. But this storm, Winter Storm Toby, that we're now digging out from under, that affected 1/6 of the country. I didn't even realize it was that big, but there's a lot of power outages.
And
a lot of there were a lot of car accidents and tractor trailers right off the road.
Yeah. You know, the power outages are so unnecessary. Again, me being the capitalist I am, understand and like and applaud companies that do really well. It's a fabulous American tradition that spread around the world. But when it comes to public service entities that are given monopolies, like the electric companies and the phone companies, who will not spend the money unless they are told to spend the money to get the wires underground. We lost power where the older states, the older areas of the country where the power lines are all above the ground. This is the horror, which is unnecessary. If these people would spend, and this is what really amazes me. There is a one-time charge, which is deductible as an expense for, you know, working and maintaining your lines. That's a business expense. So they could dig up the roads all around the country where they're, is power above the surface and put them below the surface, and there would be no interruption, none of the problems. One of the things that I love about California is that all the wires are underground, and there are many in New York City. There's no telephone poles in New York City. All the stuff is buried underground. Most of the larger cities, you go to Washington, you won't see any power lines. They're all underground. And where it's been required or somehow or other, these people have decided it was in their own best interest not to have to pay crews triple overtime. These electric guys, some of them have been out working steadily without a good night's sleep for 7 weeks. And you know that your efficiency, but they're making thousands of dollars a week. So you put that, I mean, I'm not in the boardroom of a lot of these companies, but it seemed to me it would make some sense, not only because it would be good in the long run, but you see, nobody ever, the boardrooms don't look at that. The executives only look at 6 months ahead. What's our stock price going to be in 6 months? What can we do to affect it? So if you were to spend a lot of money burying the wires and cables in the ground, it would be a hit on the company for a year or two. And then after that, it becomes more of a bottom line positive number. But they won't dare do it because they're all running on 6 month cycles. If you don't have a good 6 month report and it's two in a row, you get fired, the CEOs of these companies. So that's what you're dealing with. And that's why, you know, we all complain about what happens during these horrible storms. It wouldn't happen if the power lines are all buried below the ground. End of story. Duh.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, what else we got, Victoria?
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Celine Dion is trending right now. She apparently has had to cancel her Vegas shows for the rest of this month and for the whole month of April. She has a middle ear condition, which makes it gives her hearing irregularities and makes it extremely difficult to sing. And so she has had to undergo a minimally invasive surgical procedure to correct the problem, according to her rep. And she is slated to be back on May 22nd at the Coliseum, at Caesar's Palace, which is where she has her residency in Vegas. So she actually posted a statement saying, "My luck hasn't been very good lately. I've been so looking forward to doing my shows again, and then this happens." So she said, "I apologize to everyone who planned to travel to Vegas."
Did I see that somewhere?
She does have a boyfriend.
Her husband died a couple of years ago, yeah.
Yeah, she has had a boyfriend.
I thought she had a new person.
She does, and he's a lot younger, so she kind of, I don't know, some people, you know, give her credit for it, and other people give her flack for it. It's just a number.
Well,
it's stupid.
Because her husband, she was married to a guy who's 25 years older.
Yeah.
Right. Now she's got somebody who's 25 years younger. So, take a look and smile. I guess that's what happens. Mm-hmm. Other people in the news. I did not realize this. This went over my ears yesterday. If you did say this, I didn't get it. So what I'm talking about is Zachary Cruz, who's the brother of the guy who shot up the Douglas High School in Florida,
right,
has gone there to set up a fan club. Did you know that? That's why we were talking about him being there.
He was arrested for trespassing. He'd been there three times since the shooting.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on $500,000 bond now.
Right.
Ordered one to go a psychological test. So he's as crazy as his older brother.
So when you say a fan club, you mean like a fan club for his brother?
Yeah.
Who exactly is he trying to get to join that at the school where his brother killed
people? The state attorney told the judge yesterday, and there's a story this morning in the Miami Herald that says the state attorney is Sarah Murphy said that in addition to him trespassing and being there and following his brother, he also, quote-unquote, was contemplating a fan club. He was overheard expressing his admiration for his brother and his popularity, and so now he's decided that this would be a good thing, set up a fan club for his brother, who's facing the death penalty.
You know, both of these kids were adopted from the sand.
And so Russians, aren't they?
Russian or Ukrainian, one of those Eastern European countries. And their mom, their birth mother, had, I guess, drug problems. And so I don't know if she was using drugs while they were born. Yeah, and so the woman in the U.S. adopted both of them, which is very nice, but obviously it's got to be something else in the house that they grew up in. I don't think that this happens just because you were born when maybe your mom was using drugs. I mean, maybe, but they must have grown up in a culture in that house.
Well, fetal alcohol syndrome, Kara, is a very big problem.
Yeah,
and you know what, though? I hate to say this, but if you look at Nicholas Cruz, he looks like a fetal alcohol kid.
He does.
I don't really know what the brother looks like.
You see pictures, the other brother looks just like him.
Yeah.
So his eyes, look at his eyes, looks just like him.
Yeah.
Just like him. So you got two people who are off their rocker.
Totally. But the only good thing that's come about this, yes, he's been arrested. He's got a huge bail that he probably won't be able to make. But the good thing about this is because of the protests and the kids and the governor of Florida kind of seeing some reason, they passed that legislation that has allowed the judge to temporarily block this guy from buying any legal weapons. And that should have been in place for his brother. But at least, you know, now, at least there isn't going to be another school shooting from this kid because he's under watch.
The other really interesting thing that I saw about the school is apparently all the kids are going to be required to have clear backpacks when they go back to school after spring break, which is kind of interesting. I mean, it's good. Obviously, you wouldn't want anything else to happen at the school where something has already happened, but it always seems a little interesting doing it after the fact. So, I don't know, maybe they're just really worried that someone in
the barn door after the cows are out. That's the way it works. 16 past the hour, we have done a survey, and we know that a lot of business owners, small business owners, like this program. That's our conversation about the email that you're hearing me now talk about. And then there is another related company that I want you to think about. You've heard me talk about Reputation Defender. They have a program called Executive Privacy, just up your alley. If you're a business owner, you got a small, medium-sized business, have you Googled yourself lately to see what people who are business customers of yours are saying? You go, what's the most popular way to express either positive or negative? Is it Yelp? Where else can, what other kind of services, ladies, are there besides Yelp?
Yelp and Google. Well, Yelp is restaurants, right? Well, no, yes. Yelp does everything.
Is it just restaurants?
No, it does everything, actually, now, I think. Yeah, Yelp and Google reviews are the ones that I always read.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm just under the circumstance, there's a lot of stuff out there. If you're running a business, especially, that maybe online is not true about you. And so if you want to not be a victim or have your company become victimized, you need to check out Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender happens to be the leader in this field, makes the web safer and better. With Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy, your information, the information about your company, can be scrubbed clean. You look at it and you say, I don't like that. What can you do about taking it off? And this, you know, that's what they do. That's what they make their money doing. And it's amazing that there's a business here, but there sure as heck is. A lot of people signing up. Here's how you get involved. 844-432-4886. Ensure the information is safe, that's online, and correct. Make that call, 844-432-4882. Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy Special, just for you, because you're listening to this program. Use DJV or Doug when you call 844-432-4882 or online at reputationdefender.com/Doug.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Hi, welcome to the Pure One Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. Table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here. I'm just shopping.
Oh,
table runners, come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pure One Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pure One Imports through March 31st. Hi, welcome to the Pure One Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. Table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh, table runners, come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pure One Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pure One Imports through March 31st.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So the trailer is out for the new Fred Rogers Focus Features movie. The movie is called Won't You Be My Neighbor. It's a documentary about Fred Rogers, the work that he did on television. There's just a lot of good feelings about him. This was a very low. This is, by the way, I talk about the federal government, where they spend money. You got no business spending money on PBS, in my opinion, because they make plenty on their own. This was the least expensive program that they ever produced for a national distribution. Fred Rogers sitting in a chair was very cheap.
I bet.
And they had the best results from it. So anyway.
Well, they certainly didn't spend a lot on his wardrobe.
No, that's for sure. So you might want to check it out when it comes around. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is the, well, that was his program. And the thing is called Won't You Be My Neighbor, the movie. 21 after the hour.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour here on the Thursday get-together, it's the DJV show. Victoria Keelan and Kara Schiller with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll have Throwback Thursday in a moment. First, though, this bulletin from Fox News. Ralph Peters, who was a lieutenant colonel in the Army, has been a strategic analyst for a while, posted something on his Facebook page. He said, quote, "Today, I feel that Fox News is assaulting our constitutional order and the rule of law, while fostering corrosive and unjustified paranoia. Over my decade with Fox, I was proud of the association. Now I'm ashamed." Because he says that, can you imagine, that Fox is a propaganda machine. What planet have you been on, pal? You know, what is it, for 10 years you've been there and you haven't figured out what they're all about? Or look over at MSNBC, it's the same damn thing. Or go look at CNN, they're all propaganda machines. What a ridiculous statement. If you didn't want to be there, get it.
Unless the guy is looking for a job, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
He was briefly suspended from the network, and this is what, and I don't know if I can use this, he called President Obama a total P-U-S-S-Y. Can I say that on the air? I just spelled it out.
It, I guess.
So he got suspended. Come on. Who among us is so silly that you don't think Fox, MSNBC, and CNN is nothing but propaganda? That's all it is. Come on. All right. Grow up. Or grow up here or whatever. Okay. 25 past the hour. Time for some fun with Throwback Thursday. We have the top five songs from this week in 1968. And the first one at number five belongs to Aretha. "Since You've Been Gone, Baby." Crank this up. Whoa! Sweet baby. Sweet baby. Typical Aretha fan. Listen, the piano always sounds the same in her. So. She got it. She's got it. All right, so we move down. We're going to number five. From five to number one, you'll like most of these songs. The Monkees have the number four slot. Valerie, sound like a bunch of their other hits, but fun. Crank it up a little, Carol. A lot of bubblegum music. Touring this week in 1968. Monkees, number three, the first edition. This is a fabulous one.
I love this song.
Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Oh, this is a live version, I guess.
Yeah, it's not the recorded version.
Yeah.
Not as good. But you get the drift of it. But you're right, the recorded version, studio version.
It's better, yeah.
All right, here's a great one. Number two this week belonged to the 1910 Fruit Gum Company, which was Tony Barrows and his studio group, Simon Says. Best of Bubblegum.
Was this a one-hit wonder?
No. 1910 Fruit Gum Company had an album with lots of hits. That was a creation, actually, of Tony Orlando. He was running the record company at the time. He put these guys in his studio, and you can hear his influence in it. Frankly, listen to it. It sounds like every other song that Tony Orlando had done.
Simon Says.
All right. That's number two this week. 1968 is the year. Otis Redding died before this song became number one. Sitting on the dock of the bay. That's a great, not a good song, great song.
Watching
4 weeks at number one. Watching the ships coming.
And I watch them roll away.
Roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay. Charmed.
Watching the tide.
Very, very simple song, but he's so soulful. I think that's what grabs you. So there they are, top five songs this week in 1968 here on the DJV Show, 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, we spent a few days test driving the Kia Stinger on ice. With all the safety systems on, navigating an ice racetrack was simple, but take those safety systems off and you'll see why the engineers at Kia invented them in the first place. A Kia spokesperson told us that all-wheel drive will become a pillar of Kia in the future. Right now, Kia are known for their economical cars and a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. The new Stinger is turning heads, including mine. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit Reputation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
After the hour on today's DJV show, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. Today is National Goof Off Day, a day to relax, enjoy, goof off, do something fun, leave the work until tomorrow. The lady who put this together, Monica Dufour of Davidson, Michigan, founded National Goof Off Day back in 1976, and she was fired the next day. Congratulations to her. That's what happens when you goof.
Not true. Fake news.
Fake news? How can you say that? So the situation with Jeff Sessions, I'm trying to figure this out. I wish Jennifer was still here because I would like to have a discussion. Some of you may have heard that there is a revolt brewing here in California among many of the state attorneys general, that is the people that work in each county, who are fed up with all of this stuff. There are all kinds of stories that continue to bubble to the surface about the craziness of protecting these people. There are, for example, yesterday, three illegals who avoided capture. And this is up in Oakland, where the mayor there blew the whistle on a raid by the feds. The office of the mayor was informed by ICE that they were going to go in and get these people, so they warned them ahead of time so that they weren't there when the ICE people got there. because they're protecting them. These are three immigrants that are charged with murder. So the people who run the customs enforcement official went to the mayor and said, how dare you? And Sessions has been in California a couple of times this month, interestingly, endangering the lives of our citizens because of this sort of thing. So eventually they captured these guys. So far this month, ICE has got 232 illegal immigrants here in California with criminal records. They went around the state.
Have they all been deported, or are they in jail somewhere?
This is the question, Victoria. Why are we... I don't get the guidance here. Why would you put them on a ship or a plane and send them back to where they came from so they can just come back again? Why'd you put them in jail? As a matter of fact, I don't... I find this to be one of those things about the federal government that makes no sense to me. There are these people that keep getting arrested over and over and over and over and over again. There isn't a week that goes by that you don't hear a story here in California of some drunk illegal running over somebody and killing them. This happens all the time. All the time. And yet they put these in these sanctuary cities. These people get arrested, they go to jail, and they just sit there. Or they let them out and tell them, don't go outside the city because you're safe here. What kind of thinking, what kind of barbaric boob thinks this way and thinks that it's okay?
Yeah.
Who thinks that way? Whether you're a liberal or conservative,
yeah.
Who thinks this way? Anyway, so Sessions is now running around issuing rules for what U.S. attorneys can, what the things that can be done to get the death penalty, certain drug-related crimes. Now they're trying to put the death penalty, attach it to it. I don't know whether pursuing capital punishment for these guys makes a difference. If you look at the caliber of the sort of person who's a drug czar, drug lord, selling drugs, these people are drugged out themselves mostly, and they're not afraid of anything. Otherwise, they wouldn't do what they do in the first place because it's so dangerous. I think this is a political play, and I don't have much use for the death penalty because I don't think it does anything. And I do admit to wanting vengeance sometime when death penalty could be used just to get rid of somebody who is just a horrible human being. I don't like having that on my conscience necessarily because I think the death penalty has been used as often as not to get rid of people that were political prisoners. Color of their skin has affected who gets fried and who doesn't. There are all kinds of things that go on. The measure of justice in our country is not, even though liberty and justice for all, that's nice to say, but it isn't true. And you can look at the jails and see who's in there and know. And this is not, again, this isn't liberal, this isn't conservative. These are numbers, these are facts. We're wasting so much money. You know, talk about the $21 trillion budget. You know how much money we spend every year putting people, incarcerating people in jail that ought to be working to pay off their debts instead of sitting rotten in jail?
Yeah, totally.
There are tens of thousands of these people that get sent to jail and do nothing in jail except learn how to be better criminals. And they go work out in the gym and become big muscle-bound hulks. And then they get trapped, they learn and they stay in the system. So they just stay in the system. So we provide life. It's like a privilege in a sense. Okay, we'll go rob a bank, we'll get caught, and we'll go back to jail, get three squares and a roof over our head for the rest of our lives. You'd be amazed at how many people think that's an okay way to live. So, I'm for throwing away the key for anybody that sells drugs, especially given the opioid addictions and problems that we have now and the way that stuff's being distributed and sold. The people that run these drug companies ought to be in jail, as far as I'm concerned, along with the people that are selling their stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Let's go. Why aren't we going after the pharmaceutical companies that are telling doctors, oh, it's totally safe. Just keep giving your patients more pills.
Right. Yeah, that's it. Perfect.
They're the real drug pushers to me.
Yep.
You know.
Well, they're certainly in league with the rest of them. And it's incredible how blind we are to this stuff. That's the thing. We have become completely blind to it, or we're deaf, dumb, and blind to it. And it's one of those issues. One of four, you know, I have four or five hot button issues. This is one of them. The farm thing is another one. It just, you know, what's going on here where we're lulled into sleep. So maybe it's time we have more protests like we're going to have this weekend. Isn't it this Saturday?
It is,
the protest
March for our lives.
So how is that all going to happen? Explain what's going on around the country, will you?
Well, from what I've read, they expect 500,000 or more in Washington. And then there are smaller marches in L.A., New York, other cities, too. So I don't know how many. This could be one of those things where they estimate how many people, and it turns out it's a lot more. I would not be surprised, especially since
we just had. Where do they come up with the numbers? How do they come up with the estimates? Where are they,
I guess based on permits, maybe? In D.C.? Yeah. I haven't heard any numbers for New York or other cities, but for D.C., they say they expect 500,000.
So then what's the outcome? After they have this, then what? Then what do you... So you've had a protest. I'm for the protest, but then what happens after? How do you follow up on it?
Well, I think that the point is to keep pressure on the lawmakers to change the laws on the books. The March for Our Lives, they want stricter enforcement of existing gun laws. They want more in-depth background checks, waiting periods, things like that. None of it is... I know that some of the marchers have said they want a ban on assault rifles, which I'm totally for. So I know that's a component of it as well.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's necessary. But
I don't disagree. You won't get an argument from me. Get an argument from Jennifer.
Oh, I know.
Don't get an argument
the gun
from
people,
me.
You know. That's, yeah.
All right. 42 and change after the hour. In a few moments, as we have started spring, it kind of would be nice for us to, as I said, this is National Goof Off Day, so let's spend some time thinking about what the springtime and the summertime is going to bring in terms of grooming and new kind of clothing, the fashion thing for the family. That's our focus in a few moments. First of all, a thought about luxury and quality and craftsmanship. They are the benchmarks of MyPillow. They have stronger fibers, not regular cotton, but the what they call it's Suprema. I think it's S-U-P-I-M-A. Is it Suprema? Is that the kind of cotton?
Yep.
I don't know. I think that's
Suprema.
How it's pronounced.
Yep.
Yeah, right. It's softer, more luxurious, extra long fibers. This is really, it's nice to know that you're getting a product that is inexpensive, made in America, really well crafted, has a great reputation, and uses the best materials. It's really a great combination. Win, win, win all the way around. My pillows. You can buy 4-pack for the price of 2. You can go online to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and get fabulous buys on all kinds of things that you need for your bedroom. But start with the pillows, because that's where they started. And they've made pillows now for 25 years. The company has a flawless reputation. They stand behind the pillows and everything else they sell with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day guarantee. You don't like it? You send them back, get your money back, or get something else. But go through, do yourself a favor, spend a few minutes, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and see what they have on sale. Not only the pillows, standard size, big size, medium, firm, patented fill that adjusts the way you want it. The pillow will never go flat. It's machine washable and dryable. Don't forget to check out their new mattresses, all of it. Great stuff. MyPillow.com, and the promo code to save lots of money is DJV.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 45 after the hour, let's spend a few minutes getting into the spring mode, Victoria, shall we? With
all right.
Clint Carter, magazine. He's a magazine editor, has had a corner on this market, knowledge market, for a long time. So if you're interested in grooming tips and want to know what is best fashion-wise for Lewis, this is all about Victoria and Lewis. Clint, Lewis is Victoria's husband, and she wants to know what the latest is in men's grooming, so this guy looks smooth and cool all the time.
Yeah, we men can always use a woman's help, that's for sure. Whenever
sure about that.
We're grooming and trying to dress ourselves, it's a challenge.
All right, so where do we get started?
Well, I want to first start with guys who just want to look sharp without a whole lot of hassle. And so for that, I want to talk about Braun, which is the shaving company that's here to help you shave, trim, or style in one stroke. What they've got that's really cool is the Series 3 Pro Skin, which is tough on beards and smooth on skin. And it does that with some really cool technology. It has three floating shaving elements. It has pressure-sensitive blades, and it has a microcomb that guides your beard stubble into the blade so that you don't have to take a ton of, you know, strokes over and over, and that's how you get skin irritation. So it does away with that.
Yeah.
So the Series 3 Pro Skin, really cool product. And then there's another one that Braun has, which is the Multi-Grooming Kit. Now, this is for sort of full body hair grooming. I mean, it comes with a razor, it comes with a shaver, it comes with multiple combs. It's a whole kit. And that one is, sort of like, spring cleaning for your body hair, you might think.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. What do they call that when, there's trim going on, Victoria?
Manscaping.
That's it. Manscaping.
I'm trying to avoid saying that. It's just such a
No, you can say that.
but you just went ahead and went with it.
Yeah. Help yourself.
Another cool thing. So right now, Braun has this promotion specifically for gamers, which is worth mentioning as well, where if you buy one of these shavers, you get a free month's access to EA Access, which is more than 50 games that you can play on Xbox or a computer, and that runs through the entire month of August. So really cool time, good time to get online and buy a shaver now.
That runs through, so you can, between now and March and August, you can take advantage of this deal? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yep, get online, you buy one of the bronze shavers, and, you get access to a bunch of free games. So,
all right, now I want to help. Victoria probably doesn't need this help, but if there are other people who are interested in having, never mind the best grooming, that's important, but how do you dress them up now? What do you do for dressing up the man in your life, or for that matter of fact, are there spring trends for everybody in the family?
Yeah, so there are indeed. There's, it's tough to kind of stay on top of what's happening every year without spending a ton of money. So H&M has made it really easy because they have just a lot of really stuff. A lot of stuff that's really perfectly on trend and it doesn't cost a lot of money. And they have sort of on trend pieces for the entire family. So for guys, they have a lot of really fun sportswear, and they have men's suiting with sharp tailoring. All really affordable stuff. And one piece that I like that's, an example of something that's great for spring, great for Easter, is an update on a classic. It's a twill jacket in white. So that's a good piece. It's very on trend. And again, everything they have is extremely affordable. And then for ladies, they're going to be doing a lot of bold colors, florals, and prints this year. And they're doing a lot with yellow, because that is, of course, going to be the big color this season.
Why? What is there about yellow? You have a lot of yellow in your wardrobe, Victoria?
I cannot wear yellow. It's just not a color that goes
It's the year. It's going to overtake Millennium Pink this year. That's what they're saying.
Really?
I think it all started with Beyonce. Beyonce was rocking some yellow.
Oh, that's true.
And now everybody's doing it. So, going to see a lot of yellow. You're going to have that option. And a lot of cool collaborations, which is also exciting. H&M is always changing it up, working with artists. They're working with some British artists on the women's line. And also, for the kids' clothes, they've got a lot of really cool art-inspired pieces that, the kids will love, too. So,
all right.
A lot of cool options there.
Good. Thank you, Clint. Clint Carter, former senior editor for Men's Journal and Men's Health here on the DJV Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Aha! One of the other extraordinary well-known themes from movies and TV. Who doesn't know this is from Star Trek? I get goosebumps. Trucker, when I hear this. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. He's got a story to help us understand why it is that Star Trek music is in our ears. So let's celebrate a birthday today, yeah?
Yeah, William Shatner, Captain Kirk, 87 years young today, Doug.
He's all right, man. He's still making it. He's still moving around.
You know what's interesting? In the original pilot, I think most people know this, he was not cast as James T. Kirk. He was an actor named Jeffrey Hunter, who played Jesus in a movie called The King of Kings. Movie I like, but they went, I guess they weren't comfortable with his characterization and recast, and William Shatner got that role, and the rest is history, as they say.
Well, he had come with a whole bunch of his friends. They're all the Lauren Green and Leslie Nielsen. There were 4 or 5 in that bunch. Shatner, I'm trying to remember who the others were, all part of a Canadian acting troupe. They came to Hollywood all looking for fame and fortune, and they all found it about the same time. Lauren Green Raymond Burr was the other one. Yeah, they all were part of a Canadian acting group, and they came down to Hollywood. They were all friends, and they, you know, found their lot in life, and they all did very well.
And Shatner went on to do a TV show in 1982 that ran for 5 years, T.J. Hooker.
Yeah,
and he was made a couple classic Twilight Zone episodes. One was called Nightmare at 20,000 Feet, which was later made as part of a feature film with John Lithgow. One got nominated for an Oscar playing that part. But you know what the interesting thing to me, Doug, about William Shatner is that he went on to have a, you know, pretty nice career after Star Trek, where Adam West was really typecast as Batman when he played Batman in 1966, and that was pretty much all.
Shatner has known how to take advantage, Chuck, of pretty much every opportunity that has been given to him, and he still knows how to work it. He still knows how to – people respond to his personality. If you see that movie – it's a series of television shows. He and Lithgow, speaking of that, and who else is there? Henry Winkler – who else is in that bunch?
Terry
that
Bradshaw and George Foreman.
Foreman, that's right, too. Yeah, Bradshaw.
I love that show.
It is great.
It just wrapped season two. It's so good.
It's a very good show. And he's the oldest of that bunch, but he seems to be a very active part of the group. So, anyway, congratulations and happy birthday to Bill Shatner. In a moment, John Krasinski comes into the focus here as we do movie news. Chuck Curry is here.
Stop into Lowe's Spring Black Friday event, where you'll find savings on those outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. For your garden, get 5.75 cubic foot bags of Miracle-Gro soil for just $10. And for your lawn, get 33% off all Pennington One Step Complete. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through March 28th. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See store for details. U.S. only.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
All right, so here we are, Chucker, with John Krasinski and his wife, Emily Blunt, co-starring in this horror film, A Quiet Place. I saw the trailer. Man, gave me the creeps.
Well, he actually directed it first, the directorial debut. Yeah. Got the really good buzz at a film festival in Austin, Texas, a few weeks ago. I think that comes out, I think it's next month, released in theaters. I like the
trailer.
It's really interesting.
He says we keep our careers very separate, speaking about his wife. But apparently they rewrote the script, and she looked at it and said, I like this. So that's what they decided to work together on it. So
she's pretty high profile. She is the new Mary Poppins, which Mary Poppins movie comes out Christmas Day.
Well, I think he's done a good job of putting himself into a lot of movies, too.
Yeah, he's also going to play, I believe he's playing Jack Ryan in Netflix.
Oh, is he?
Series, yeah.
Jack Ryan. Yeah.
One other bit of casting news, Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor in the Marvel Universe, will lead the way. He's a lead character in the Men in Black spinoff at Sony Pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
And then there's Army Hammer, who rescued the guy who owned a restaurant in Los Angeles. There's an interesting thing on social media about that. 59 past the hour, Chucker.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.